this whole situation's been anointed of God, not of me, not of them or us, not of you, but it's been anointed of God. Amen. And it's ironic. How does he do that? Why would he do that, Brother Nathan? That he would come down and anoint a bunch of folks that are so unworthy of him. It's pathetic. Hallelujah. But yet, here he goes. He's my friend. He's the Savior. He's the Deliverer. He's my help. He's my hope. All morning long, it's been about his direction toward us and absolutely nothing that we have done. Praise God. Brother Carson, read that scripture for us.
Romans 5 and 8. But God commandeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Not sitting back to see how worthy we are, but sitting back to see if we want this thing. Amen. And I'm telling you in public, I want this thing. I want everything he has. I need everything he has. I hunger and thirst for everything that he has. And before today is over, I pray that that's the will of God. Amen. And for every individual. And I know it is. But here's the difference. And the difference is it needs to be your will toward him. We know it's his will toward us. He's not willing that any should perish. Praise God. Let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. Luke 10, verses 17 through 20. The 70, everybody shout, 70 people. They returned again with joy. And this is what they said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And this is what he said to them. He said, you're talking to me about little demons. Let me tell you something about Satan himself. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I don't even know if you guys are aware of this, but several months ago, I don't even think I took the time to tell you, I'm sorry, but several months ago, I was bitten by a poisonous snake. Did you know that? Right there on the arm. Brother Farrell, I was, you won't believe this, but I was clearing out a shooting trail for deer hunting. That's the truth. He's preaching the truth. Because you know how much I like to deer hunt. And my arm started aching a little bit that evening, and I looked down, and it was swollen. There's a little color there, and then there was two little marks there. I wasn't even aware of it. Now, I'll tell you something about snakes. Those big ones, they're scary. The poisonous ones especially. But when they bite you, they can control how much venom they release. You see, when they are protecting themselves and they bite an enemy, they don't want to release all that venom. Because a snake can go a month, 2 months sometimes without eating. And when they get hungry, they've got to have that venom to kill their prey so they can devour it and swallow it. And they don't want to waste it on protecting themselves. They just want to let you know, hey, I'm here and this is what you get for being close by. But small snakes, baby snakes, they have no control over the venom that they release. When they bite, they release it all. And that makes them even more dangerous than the bigger ones. That's why I didn't feel it, is because it was a small snake, but the evidence was all there. So I can brag now that I've been bitten by a snake. And I'd like to say I shook it off in the fire, but I never saw the thing. But that's the power and that's the authority that the Lord has given us. Notwithstanding, in all of this, then he says, basically, here's what the Lord's saying. That's no big deal. I know, he's saying, I know it sounds like a big deal to you, and you're all full of joy and excited that the demons They just dance around at your bidding, and they leave at your bidding. They're rebuked at your bidding, and you can shake snakes off in the fire and all that. But he said, in this rejoice not. Don't rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you. But here's what you rejoice about. Rejoice about your names written in heaven. Rejoice about your name being written in heaven. And I'm going to tell you why he said that throughout this message here today. So help me pray right now. Jesus, we love you, lift you, we thank you, and we praise you. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to touch every heart, every life, every soul, every individual by the presence, the power, the Spirit, and the anointing of God. Lord, Holy Ghost, give us dominion, give us more power. Raise us up, not just to another level, but to another dimension. In the Holy Ghost, to please you, to satisfy that longing you have in your heart for us to accomplish for your kingdom. In the mighty and the wonderful name of the Lord, and everybody shouted amen. God bless you as you're seated just now as we endeavor to preach joy. Simple title for a simple message, joy. Everybody shout joy. God bless you. Don't get so excited. You may be seated. I'm not going to push the issue, and I'm not going to cheerlead today, and I don't know how much spit and speed's going to come out of the preacher this morning, because I don't feel it. But what I do feel is a message, and I do feel the Word of God, and I do feel that it needs to get to somebody. And once it gets to you, it can save your life. In a crowd this large, someone could be here today that's under the threat of your life. Not by an enemy, or so to speak, and not because you got an anonymous phone call and they said they're going to kill you or whatever, but it could be physical. Amen. It could be from a doctor. It could be a number of things. Amen. And so I'm here to tell you that it is not spit and speed. It's not in charisma. It's not in the fact that we can run the aisles and that we can leap for joy. Listen, there is no one that loves doing those things any more than I do. Give me an excuse to raise my hands and guess what I'm going to do. Give me a reason to shout hallelujah and let me tell you what I'm going to do. Amen. Ask me to and let me show you what I do. Amen. Praise God. I know that there are preachers that say too many people worship God on command. Hey, I'll worship God anytime, whether you command me to or not. Command me to, I will. If you don't command me, I'm going to anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it is, you know, I'm just saying that every time's a good time to worship God. Anytime's a good time to run aisles. Anytime's a good time to leap for joy. You feel it, go for it. It's in order. Then there's times like today that the Lord has moved. We never sung a fast song, so to speak. We never tried to move you in that regard as we would. Sometimes the Spirit would move on Sunday night. Amen. That's not anything specific. It's not anything pre-planned. Amen. But it just seems like that the Holy Ghost and fire falls on Sunday night. And I think it's to impact us for the week coming. But today, we're in a listening mode, and I'm in a talking mode. And I believe the Lord would let us know that regardless as to whether you're running aisles, leaping for joy, biting chunks out of the ceiling because you're so full of the Holy Ghost, or whether you're sitting there just listening to the man of God preach the Word of God, every day can be packed with joy. Every day can be packed with joy. Amen. You can feel joy right now to where it overwhelms you, and you just sit there like you're sitting before a sunset in a lawn chair, and everything is beautiful, and you're watching the sunset go. That's joy. That's joy. When I drove into the up the last driveway toward the building today, I couldn't even hardly see the building for the sun. That was on purpose. Amen. We built this building so that the entrance faces west. And that when you come into to go to church in the morning, you're facing the east where the sun rises. And today it was blinding. I wonder if we could say, Lord, when it's that kind of service, that's the way I'll respond. When it's this kind of service and you're moving, that's the way I'll respond. But regardless of the service, Lord, every day is full of joy. Because looking at you blinds me from everything else in this world. Hallelujah. Why are you talking like that, Pastor? And I'm having a hard time even tagging in on my notes. But why are you talking like this? I'm talking like this because there's a spiritual maturity that needs to get a hold of some individuals. Amen. And when you come to the altar and we pray for you, you finally break out in your war dance. That is awesome. But it's not always a war dance. Amen. That's not the utopia. That doesn't mean I got victory last night three times. Hello? Victory is something that can live with you, ladies and gentlemen, 24 hours a day. Because you've got to get to the point that, yes, I'm in trouble with this financially. Yes, I got this situation going on. Yes, the Lord is dealing with me about this, and I'm going through it, and I'm going to make it. But in the process, I'm going to keep my joy. I'm not going to get depressed. I'm not going to walk away from the glory that God has let fall on me. I'm not going to leave his anointing. I'm going to let, hey, this is a process. And in the process, there's something we can hang on to. And that is the joy of the Lord. And you know what the joy of the Lord is. And that's when I can praise him in every circumstance. Amen. When I praise him, it brings him joy. And when I bring him joy, he gives me strength. I can live in perpetual strength because I am perpetually giving him praise. Now, let me give you a little leeway. If the only thing that brings you to the house of God is trouble, then I'm glad you're in trouble. But I'm just here to tell you, amen, there can be joy even when there's not trouble. There can be peace that passes all understanding even when you're not sick, even when you don't have difficulty, even when you can't pay your bills. I'm telling you, there can be joy. Amen. Somewhere we got to level out here and let the Lord know, come hell or high water, I'm going to be right here glorifying, magnifying, honoring, and worshiping the name of Jesus. Somebody shout joy. Amen. There's people in the church today that have good problems. What's a good problem? Well, when a witness fails. Amen. That's a problem, but not for you. You don't quit witnessing because one failed. You don't quit teaching a home Bible study because one didn't cause those people to join the church. Amen. It's a problem, but it's not yours. It's theirs. You shared that with them. Go ahead and put a notch on your gun and keep on witnessing and keep on teaching home Bible studies because you're a success. You didn't let the devil stop you from witnessing. You didn't let the enemy stop you from teaching a home Bible study. You didn't camp out in your house and forget the world and let it go by. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But you got out and you did something for the glory of God. That ought to bring you joy. That ought to bring you joy. Amen. You can't let the enemy take that away from you. We can't make people do anything that they don't want to do. Amen. You've got to understand your joy is in the Lord, and it's not predicated on how successful you are in situations. I'm just telling you today, we can put situations on that altar and get up and walk away from them and still know the joy of the Lord. Amen. We have power over the enemy, he said. But he said, in this don't rejoice, but rejoice because your name's written in the book of life, or in heaven, should I say. I'm glad I know the Lord, but it's more important that he knows me. Amen. The Bible says, well, let's look at it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. Are we okay? Good. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. It's a huge scripture. It would be hard to memorize. But what does it say? How much? How much? I thought it's when I got a pay raise. I thought when we were having a jamboree and everything was jamming mine. I thought, no, you don't think. You know. The scripture said rejoice evermore. Amen. Sick in your body? It's not going to take away your rejoicing. Amen. Financially troubled? You troubled? Rejoice. I'm not saying, thank God I'm in financial trouble. Don't run the aisles because you're depressed or because you've got financial. You run the aisles because you're serving the God that's going to see you through this stuff. Amen. If you can get this message today, you can do this. Anybody can do this. It's in your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to worship the Lord. Brother Carson, next time you're up here, you tell me to worship God, guess what I'm going to do? Because I already have been. Amen. I'm going to worship God. And the next time you're up here and you forget to tell me, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to worship Him anyhow. The devil's not going to play tricks in my mind. He's not going to tell me when to, when not to. Amen. The Lord said, rejoice. Because it's in my rejoicing, ladies and gentlemen, amen, that victory is going to be perpetual and it's going to continue to come. And if there's ever anybody that needs perpetual victory, I do. I know you don't. I know you've already made it. You're signed, sealed, and practically delivered. But I'm telling you, I'm flesh and bone and I need God. Amen. And so one of the aspects that I have to the throne of God is my praise forevermore. If I can keep my praise up, if I can keep the altar up, if I can keep repentance up, if I could keep the spirit renewed, if I could do what Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift of God that is within you. Hallelujah. If I can continue to do that, then everything's going to be all right because my God's the one that comes to me in the night. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know the Lord. Amen. But it's more important that He knows me. Praise God. And so, you know, life is not a reason to rejoice. It's full of trouble. Opposition and problems, but we can still rejoice. How much? Yeah, it's a revelation. There's a source of everlasting joy. Troubles don't stay with you, but what my God has done will always be there. The gift of God is without repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. If He filled you once, that means He wants to keep you that way. Hallelujah. And so, listen, don't share your problems with anybody that can't help you with a solution. I mean, you get to talking to somebody about this and that, and then they say, I know my situation's worse than that. Listen to this. That's when they need to hear, amen. So don't share your problems with anybody that can't be a part of the answer. Take it to the joy giver. He's my counselor. He's my governor. He's my mighty God. He's my everlasting Father. Everlasting. Amen. The apostles were beside themselves because devils were subject to them. Jesus is saying, no big deal. I saw Satan fall. You're talking about little demons. He said, I kicked Satan out. I'm the man. And he is. Right? They were so excited. He said, but I saw Satan fall. You saw a few demons scream and run. I saw the devil go down. Your source of joy is not in defeating the devil. He's already defeated. I did it. Rejoice not over that which you have done, but rejoice about what I can do. It's not what I've done for Him. It's what He has done. What we do is subject to default. What we do is subject to failure. And it's subject sometimes to faltering. If your joy is predicated on what you do, you're going to be up and down like a roller coaster. Amen. Do you want joy that's going to last? Do you want joy that's everlasting? Do you want joy that's the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? Do you want joy that's your cloud by day and fire by night? Do you want joy that's your lily in the valley and your rose of Sharon? Did you know that both those flowers are the same? They're just in different places. Jesus can be anything you need him to be, but he will always be Jesus. Need a lawyer? Need a comforter? Amen. You need a mom, a dad, brother, sister? Amen. You need help? You need hope? He's all of those things, but don't you ever forget, the only thing that you can attach to that is Jesus. Let's just raise our hands and worship him for a moment. Is it okay with you? Hallelujah. Could you glorify and magnify and honor the name of the Lord? Amen. By a submitted position, a surrendered position, hands raised high, arms up in the air, I humbly submit. God, I surrender in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Somebody shout beautiful. It is a beautiful, wonderful, powerful revelation and honor and privilege to be able just to know about praise, just to even know about it. And the fact that it has come to us comes with great responsibility. If we have the revelation, then we must employ it for it to work, right? Hallelujah. Amen. And so, my joy was established, it was created, and it was settled forever more than 2,000 years ago, long before I was ever around. My joy was already established. Amen. Not yesterday, tomorrow, and not coming tomorrow. Amen. It's not just a shout, but I will keep my shout. Amen. It's not just a dance, but I will keep my dance. But it's in a blood-splattered tree. It's in an empty tomb. It's in a God that descended to hell and knocked on hell's door. And when the devil came, he said, "Give me the keys." And the devil had to subject those keys to death, hell, and the grave. I don't know how you feel about all that, but that brings me joy. And I can praise God at any given time. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about what my emotions are. Every time is a good time to give God praise. We could just learn that instead of letting things come on us. And I promise I'm not going to do this again after I do it today. But I don't want everybody walking around with the coop droop. That's my little grandson. I don't know where he got it from, but you upset him, and then all of a sudden his knuckles drag the ground. His arms get back. I call it the coop droop. And he gets mad because I laugh at him when he does it. So I'm not going to pick on him anymore, but I'll do anything to reach somebody. Amen. Let's not fall victim of the coop droop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Don't let that have you. Don't let that lock you in. Don't let that come on you and keep you. Don't let that imprison you. Amen. You can break out anytime you want to. It was praise and worship that got Paul and Silas out of their situation. Amen. That's all it was. Amen. The Lord was already with them. But they had to realize that joy is not predicated on the fact that you're walking the streets free as a bird. Joy is in here. And his name is Jesus. Amen. And if you can worship him, he can break chains. He can open doors. He can deliver. He can set free. He can liberate. Amen. I'm on time, aren't I? Amen. I'm just telling you. Let's rise above this. There is a world out there that is in deep, deep trouble. And they need people that can help them that have had a deep, deep deliverance. Praise God. So, when was your joy established? Today? Will it be established tonight when things are more revved up? Will it be established next week when you find out you got a pay raise? You got money in the mail unexpectedly? If that's your joy, it is so temporary. Because this world is in trouble. But if your joy is in Jesus, you can know joy for 24 hours a day, every day to the week, regardless of what this physical body is going through and what your mind is going through. Somebody shout joy. Amen. And so it is. It's not position. It's not the sway of the choir. It's not the beat of the music. But I love all of that. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. And the old rugged cross. That doesn't change. The real source of my joy is not what I get to do for Him. And I am honored by all of that. But my joy will always come from what He has done for me. Let's stand together. Jesus didn't say, Simon, go feed my sheep and show me how much you love me. Show me how much you love me by what you're doing. Jesus came to Simon Peter when Simon Peter had suicidal thoughts, I imagine. It was between the time that he betrayed the Lord, denied the Lord, and the day of Pentecost. That's when Jesus told his disciples. He said, meet me over here. And he said, bring Simon with you. Really? Yeah. Who did the worst thing in the whole bunch? Judas or Simon Peter? You see, Judas hung himself because he would not deny him. I got a feeling he thought he was going to get a little bit of money, Brother Todd, and then Jesus was going to rebuke everybody and kill the soldiers, and he'd have the money, and the victory would be all everybody. When Jesus did what he did and let himself be crucified, Judas couldn't live with it. Killed himself. Simon Peter, just practically right in Jesus' face, told everybody, I don't know the man. I have never known him. And yet that's the man that Jesus chose to preach the first apostolic message on the day of Pentecost. That gives me hope. That gives me so much hope. And that's hope that nobody can take away from me. It's hope that nobody can have. Amen. There's not a devil in hell that can steal that hope from me. I want to do something for God. But I've got to understand it's not what I do for God, because that's subject to failure. It is what God has done for me that brings me joy. And if there's anybody here that could use that kind of joy, I want you to make your way down here with a friend. Just tag somebody and say, I want you to go with me. I'm a little bit nervous.
In this world,
a little bit of that joy.
He's my lasting joy.
I want you to tag into it. I want you to find it. I want you to reach out to it.
He's my strength in time of trouble and storm. His love.
We have.
have not because we ask not.
Keep me from harm.
We have not because we reach out not.
He's my hope.
We have not because we have no faith
in this world.
But if you'll reach out,
He's my lasting joy.
Reach up so He can reach down. Cry out so He can come
He's
in.
He's my strength.
Call the name so the name can begin the work.
Of trouble and storm, His love will keep me from harm. He's my hope in this world.
Somebody feel the joy.
He's my lasting joy untold. Of trouble and storm, His love will keep me from harm. He's my hope in this world. He's my lasting joy untold. Trouble and storm, His love will keep me from harm. Yes, He's my hope in this world.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's my lasting joy untold. Time of trouble and storm, His love will keep me from harm.
Hallelujah. How many of you agree with me that we serve an absolutely wonderful
God? Oh, yes.
Joy of the Lord comes to you. Perpetual joy, constant joy, consistent joy, joy that is not regulated up and down, and not thermostat joy, not thermometer joy, but joy from Jesus that lasts forever, because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we will rejoice, how much? Forevermore.